bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 8th chapter of John. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It has always been a source of amazement to me to hear about the ridiculous things people will believe. Not so long ago, while I was standing in the checkout line at the grocery store, I noticed people buying the tabloids. Some of the more sensational headlines were, "Dinosaurs honked like Buicks," "World War II bomber found on the moon," "Woman gives birth to a 2-year-old baby," "Adam and Eve's bones found in Asia," "Eve was a space alien." Because these stories were in print, a great many people seemed to think they were true. On the plus side, those stories probably don't do too much damage. The same cannot be said about the other lies which people believe. All too often people put their trust in human wisdom and earthly agencies. All too often these same people find themselves being let down, hurt, and without any person or idea worthy of their trust. If you found it more and more difficult to trust anyone, to be anchored in any kind of truth, may I suggest that you try trusting the Lord? For thousands of years, He has made it a point to always tell the truth. He wants people who have been disappointed elsewhere to know they can trust Him who has loved us enough to send His Son to ransom us. Skeptical? If so, let me tell you, trusting God is a wonderful way to live a day or spend a life. Trusting God gives a solid and secure sense of security. How could it not do that? After all, you are leaning on someone who won't let you down. And believing that is certainly more meaningful than believing dinosaurs honked like Buicks. We pray. Gracious Lord, help me to keep my faith focus on Your Son Jesus, who is the way, the real truth, and the life. In His name I ask it. Amen.